Corruption touches on so many aspects of criminal activity that harms people in ways that oftentimes is not seen right away and whose effects can take years, if not decades, to be realized. Corruption is particularly important because it can take so many different forms, from ordinary fraud to bribery to theft of all manner of public funds and private funds, damaging opportunities for people to advance in society, and really stealing public money and public funds that would otherwise be dedicated to very important works of government, such as building roads or building schools or hospitals or providing for other necessary public services. So when corruption occurs in the public service, it really is stealing from everyone in society.
Do you have any figures about how much money is lost annually because of corruption?
Well, it is very difficult to estimate on an annual basis how much is lost to corruption simply because it's so difficult to measure. And oftentimes the only way that you can measure the direct impact of corruption is when you're able to catch the people that are involved in stealing public funds. So a lot of it goes undiscovered each year. Estimates have been made internationally that upwards of $4 to $5 billion a year minimum has been stolen from the public treasury, but that doesn't nearly adequately measure the loss to the public and the loss to public services.
Why exactly do you think people resort to corrupt practices? Do you think it's an issue only in developing countries?
Well, no. Corruption exists, I think, in every country. And while we certainly are doing everything that we can to substantially reduce corruption and even eliminate corruption, I think that the fight against corruption, not only the prevention of corruption, but also the detection of corruption, will be an ongoing activity and effort for generations to come. But what motivates someone to engage in corrupt behavior can be a combination of a number of different factors, some of which is certainly tied to abuse of power and abuse of authority when we're talking about high levels of corruption at the high levels of the political institutions. But even at low levels of corruption, it can often become something that is endemic in society, so that there becomes an expectation among people who are trying to seek public services from very poorly paid and poorly resourced public servants who are tempted and really induced into committing corrupt practices based on the fact that they simply cannot feed their own families. So it's a very, very complex, I think, combination of factors that lead to corruption.
This year saw a lot of corrupt practices being detected from the Panama Papers. In a few regions like India, they started a demonetization policy to reduce black money. Do you think such practices will work, or what could be done differently by the UN and governments around the world?
In terms of how to prevent and combat corruption, I think the more that the UN, not only UNODC, but the UN broadly speaking, can support states in the implementation of the provisions of the Convention Against Corruption, the greater impact long-term we will have. Because the Convention doesn't only speak to legislative measures, such as criminal laws or other legislation that could support the prevention of corruption, but also, very importantly, touches on the aspects of a broad range of stakeholders being involved in these anti-corruption efforts.
What about in an everyday society where maybe someone crosses a traffic signal and they bribe the police? What could be done to stop simple things like that?
How you combat corruption really at the most community-based levels has to do with something I mentioned earlier, which is involving the public in identifying what is unacceptable in terms of corrupt practices and what ought to be reported to law enforcement. And even besides a law enforcement measure to counter corruption, simply a community standing together and saying this type of conduct, this type of behavior is unacceptable in our society because we stand for the values of integrity, transparency, and accountability, as well as objectivity and fairness in how we deal with each other as citizens and in society, I think goes very far towards developing that culture of lawfulness. And really, in UNODC, one of our efforts is to focus very heavily on anti-corruption education, which not only involves the development of university-level curricula, but really educational programs all the way down to the primary schools. The type of anti-corruption education that we would promote cannot start early enough. And the earlier you begin, the more likely you're to have an effect on future generations and how they view corruption and how they view a zero-tolerance policy towards all manner of corrupt activities.